And we are live. Okay, so welcome. Welcome back, Natalie, to our lunch. We missed
Lots of
you,
that.
and it's very nice to have you back.
Thank you very much. I'm very happy to come back after our long summer.
Yes, we are happy too.
Sorry to interrupt.
That's okay.
I'm receiving a WhatsApp from Rosie. I think she might not know actually how to get into the
Oh dear.
because I changed a few things, you know.
Yes.
So she might actually so carry on. I'm going to mute
Okay.
myself. I'm going to mute myself because
Okay. We can't hear you anymore. Okay, so today we are going to talk a little bit about turning your dreams into doable steps. Okay, so when you have a strong mindset, it can help you to focus on your progress instead of perfecting your dreams or your goals. So it's more important to focus on the progress, on the small steps, instead of aiming for perfection. And sometimes when your energy feels like it's running low, it's difficult to stay motivated and focus on your dreams and goals. But that is why you have to remind yourself that you have to keep on trying and remind yourself that why you started. And then celebrate the small wins. Okay. And then allowing some rest is also a very important part to keep you moving forward with a steady determination. So dreams can sometimes feel very big, sometimes very scary, but your mindset can help you to break them into smaller steps and what we can actually do or how we can actually focus on these things. And the first question that I'm going to ask is, why do you think people often give up on a big dream or on dreams when they feel too big? Why do you think people often give up on dreams that feel too big?
I'm sorry, I don't understand the question. Can you write it? No?
Write it, yeah, I can.
I... Okay.
You can. I'm still dealing with
Okay. That
Rosie
makes
here.
it easy. Let's see if I can.
Want hang on, I'll share the
No.
screen. If you want to share the screen, all that.
No, it's okay. It is. Why do you think people often give up on dreams that feel too big? Why do they stop following a dream when it feels like the dream is too big?
Sorry, I just searched a well. Give it. Abandon. Okay. I have the impression that for you, the dream are reality. And for me, dream, it's when I am sleeping. And this is the
Oh,
functionment of
so
my subconscious.
the dream in this explanation is like your goal,
Ah,
something
very
that you
good.
want to achieve,
Okay.
yes.
Okay. Yes, it's very difficult in the life when you have a very big goal. I think you have to choose your goal, which are realizable, which are
Achievable or available.
available. Yeah, because if it's so big, effectively you cannot reach your goal. So yes, I think we have to choose a goal which is not so big, but we don't have to abandon if it's a little bit difficult to reach.
Okay. Good morning, Rosie.
Good morning. Good morning, Hanita.
Good
Hello,
morning,
Nadia.
Rosie.
Hello, Frank.
Hi.
Mark. Hello.
How are you today, Rosie?
I'm okay.
Okay. Okay.
Thank
So
you.
I started with the first question. To ask, why do you think people often give up on dreams that feel too big? So your goals, like your goals or something that you want to do, why do we sometimes say, I'm not going to do this because it feels too big?
What I think about this?
Yes.
Oh my God.
One.
I think depends what you really, really want for your life. And sometimes you think in a big thing, but to get this big thing, you have steps, right? And you need put your mind what I really want to my life and why I want this and how can I achieve this, right? What can I do to get this? And for example, if you want a big, you told this, right? A big wish. You can't give up because if you don't get on the same on the first time, oh my God, I didn't get. Why I didn't get? What can I do? And how can I get this? So you need to try. Don't give up. Yeah. I know that isn't easy. It's a challenge. But yeah, I think the best way is is think what and how can you achieve this?
Okay. Frank, what do you think?
It's not really any different to what Natalie and Rosie have said. So what I've actually done is I've done my art therapy for today, and I've drawn a cloud, and inside the cloud is a dream, or the word dream, and so that tends to be a little bit abstract, a little bit fuzzy maybe. And it's very emotional. And then on the other, and then I have a ladder that connects to two boxes, a goal and a plan. And goals are very specific. You talk about SMART goals, so they're strategic, they're measurable, actionable, and so on and so forth. And the plan is actually the ladder that connects the goal and the dream. And at the bottom is a tiny little person who has these big goals and these big dreams, and tries to fulfill them. So if you achieve your goals and you have a plan, then you can achieve your dreams. So, and if you don't have these components, yeah, then the dreams never really get fulfilled. Yeah.
Yes.
So that's my management theory to that one.
Yes.
Ma
Okay.
manage managing by dreams 101. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So it's like running a marathon. I can't put on my training shoes and decide I'm going to run a marathon today because I need to do some preparation first. Okay, maybe start doing some walking, daily walking, then short runs, then longer runs, and then you work your way towards fitness and race day. And I think for a lot of people, they focus on the dream itself, like this is what I want, and they forget about all the small little steps or the ladder that takes them to this place. But if you change your mindset a little bit and focus more on the progress, now, oh, today I managed to walk around the block. Tomorrow I managed to walk around two blocks. Then I run around one block and then run around two blocks. They forget about the progress and they just aim for this one big goal, or this one big dream. But that is where we have to focus on the small things, because not everything in life is perfect. Sometimes we fail, sometimes we have to get up and try again. Sometimes we don't feel like running or walking, or maybe we don't want to use the ladder because we want to reach our goals much faster. But when we put in the effort, it also shows the growth of what we want to accomplish.
That's why I always pat myself on the back and say, wow, managed to get out of bed today.
Yes. Oh, wow. You managed to do all the dishes or wash all the laundry.
Oh my God, thank you for reminding me.
Oh, do you have laundry in
I've got I won't
the
be the one. No,
in Okay.
I did actually take it out. I can't remember.
Make a note.
How do you spell laundry? Okay, right.
Find the laundry. Did I take it out? Did I leave
Okay.
Okay. So, what is one way that you can celebrate a small win this week? Now, what can you do to celebrate a small win this week? Something you did that was maybe part of a dream, part of a goal, but a small win. I will share my answer. I do a little happy dance because I made the mayor laugh a couple of times.
Yeah, excuse
Yes,
me. What's this?
yesterday,
What this is with
yesterday,
this Scrooge?
that too. Yeah, but yesterday you weren't feeling too well, or you weren't in a, I don't know,
I was in a bad mood.
in a bad mood. No, I didn't want to use that, but in a bad mood. And then we had our meeting, and you went away laughing. That's a small win, and I celebrate
Oh, thank you. That's touching.
it. But even a small reward to reward yourself with something, maybe reward yourself with an afternoon nap or reward yourself with a piece of cake or any way that you can celebrate your small win. Rosie, what would you do to celebrate a small win for this week?
I think going out to some cafeteria, some coffee, and drink and take a delicious hot chocolate with a piece of cake, smile, dance. Yeah, we have when you get small wins, you must celebrate, and the best way is celebrate doing something that you like and that it make you happy. Oh my God. I think this.
Okay.
Okay.
Natalie, how will you celebrate a small win this week?
This week, nothing. Last week, nothing. But I think when I was in Edinburgh with my daughter in her student room, what I celebrate is it was the end of her installation because I arrived to, I don't know how to tell that in English, but we bought furniture because the room was empty. There were not enough rangement.
What, yeah, so you had the basics. Yeah, there was a bed and that was it.
Only a bed, a desk,
Yeah.
a bathroom, but
Ooh.
totally empty.
Yeah.
Not a table to put your brush, teeth brush. Nothing, really nothing. So we have to go to IKEA. Thank you, IKEA. And we have to buy furniture in order to she can put all clothes and
So
all
her wardrobe, yeah.
in our room. So I was very happy and I celebrate the end of the
So,
furniture.
oh, you went to the University of IKEA, yeah, okay.
It was a little challenge. I was alone because my daughter didn't help me. So I was happy after one totally week to finish with that.
Just one question. How did you get the furniture from IKEA to her lodgings?
The delivery.
They deliver, yeah? Ah, okay.
Yeah, the university
Okay.
residence. And
Oh yes, they do in France as well. Yeah, okay. Right. Okay. Okay.
Frank, how did you celebrate a small win this week?
I actually looked at it for a very long, long time. So the small win was the redesigning of the Breeder website, and I just spent hours doing it,
Yes.
and then I just looked at it, and it felt really good, and I just wanted to see, do I like it? What everybody else says is wasn't really that important. Do I like it? And then yesterday evening when we met with Sarah, showing her the pineapple, because I was very critical of it. But when I showed it to you and to Sarah, I thought, well, actually, it's not where I want it to be, but I'm happy with the interim result. And that was sort of like a yeah, you did it. Yeah.
Yes.
And this morning I had my first meeting at 8 o'clock, and because I got up so early, I almost fell asleep in it. So I was heading towards 9 o'clock, and I said, "Come on, Jörg, just get, keep on." And we talk a lot of serious issues, and my eyes were drooping, and so I said, "Finally, 9 o'clock." Click, bye bye. I went to the couch and I slept for 45 minutes because I was so exhausted. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
But also had to know that I still had to prepare some other stuff for later today. So yeah. So I look at things, I sleep, glass of wine or two or three.
Yes.
Half a bottle, food.
Half a bottle is about 2 glasses, so that's
Exactly,
okay. Half
exactly.
a bottle sounds terrible, but it's just two
It's only
glasses.
two glasses, yeah.
Yes.
Food, cooking,
Yes.
What about you? Well, you said so. You victory danced because you made me laugh.
Yes. Okay. Then, let's see. Do you think rest is part of success, or is it just taking a break? And why do you think so? So, is rest part of your success, or is it just taking a break, and why?
have these questions.
So these are the deep thinking ones.
Must be like a VIP. So is rest.
Yes,
Yes,
Natalie, what
it's
do you think?
very difficult because you can consider that rest could be the conclusion of the end of your job, and you succeed, and now you can have a rest. I think about Frank, which don't take a lot of rest, and probably I think he will take rest when he will arrive with success with his job,
You
probably.
don't. You do not know Janita, Natalie.
But it could be also a break in order to be more efficient for the suite of
What?
job,
And
of
yeah.
your goal, your work. So I think it could be the both success.
Okay. Rosie, what do you think? Is rest part of the success, or is it just taking a break?
Yes, I agree with Natalie that when you finish your job or when you finish what you want, you can rest. But depends of the situation, you can take a break too. I think it both situations are together. You know, you can rest because, okay, I finished my job or I finished my win, so now I can rest. But sometimes, before you're finished, you can take a break, right? So I think so. They are together, combinando assim,
They're combined, yeah, they're combined.
yes.
Okay, Frank, what is your opinion?
It's actually both.
Okay.
And in reference to what Natalie said, so since for the last 2 weeks, I have been keeping a diary of what I do during the day.
Muito legal, so nice.
And work as a professional diary, and I put it in the shared folder so that Janita can check on me that I'm doing my job.
You make me feel guilty, so I send you a list of things that
I think we know why there's this imbalance, and we're working towards rectifying that. But so the interesting thing is that yes, I am awake for very absurd long hours. So I so at the moment, because Mary is in England, I'm working according to my own rhythm, and it starts at 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning.
Oh my God.
And then I sit at the desk here, and I haven't showered or changed, so I would be here in my dressing gown, the cup of coffee. And I will start doing certain things because that is for me a really quiet, peaceful, creative time. Then I will take unless somebody in South Africa is banging on the door saying, "Come on, we have to do this and the other," I will then take a 2 hour break, and then I will work another hour or an hour and a half, and I'll take another break. So, in actual fact, I am up for a very long time. But I do not work more than 8 or 9 hours a day, but I just stretch it across the entire day. And it is not uncommon for me. I mean, I'm restricting myself, I'm disciplining myself, but because I don't want to send Janita a message at 5:30 in the morning, even though I know her phone will be switched off, she's not going to read it because she has more important things to do. Yeah, but for me, it's as we say, it's simply to get it out so I can clear it from my to-do list and say, okay, here's something for you, whatever it is. So when I say both, it is a break because I finished one task in my on my to-do list. Yeah. And it's also success in that I sort of give myself the time off to switch to do nothing. Yeah. So on Tuesday, for example, Janita and I had a very, very intense meeting to prepare something. And I actually did not have an idea what I wanted to do it. And it was a very important meeting because we have a very important meeting in a few hours. And I just couldn't get a grip on what I wanted to do. So I said to Janita, I said, look, I don't know what angle, we have to figure something else. We spent a very intense hour planning it. And then we finished, and I just sat here and I did not move for an hour. I just sat and stared out the window and let it all sink in because we had managed to solve my blockage here. Be very constructive, and continue forward. And it was so intense. Yeah, I just said, okay, and I didn't feel guilty. I just sat and stared out at the fig tree, thinking I should pick some more figs, but it's raining. And it was like, wow. So it was a reward for the results we had achieved, celebrating the success. But also a very important break because I was completely gaga. Yeah. And Janita knows when I go completely gaga, I crawl up the walls. Yeah.
And I bring him down slowly.
Exactly. Yeah. And I actually allow myself to do that now. I say, okay, this is this, what you see is what you get. And if I'm crawling up the walls and you drag me down from the ceiling, then I will appreciate that. Yeah. And I have that trust and that confidence. Yeah. So rest and reward.
Yeah.
What about you?
Definitely. Well, if you don't take rest or if you don't take breaks, obviously you will reach a point when you are either too tired to concentrate or to focus, or maybe you feel less motivated to do something. So when you want to be successful or when you want to reach success, you have to rest in between. You have to take breaks. So either it's going to bed early and sleep a little bit longer, or taking a break in between doing different things, taking care of your responsibilities, because that will just help to give you a little bit of extra energy, maybe just to clear your mind or to start fresh. Sometimes you have to step away from something before you can continue with it. So I think that it is part of success. If you want to be successful, you have to take rest and you have to take a break. To
Definitely.
yes, to clear your mind, to reset basically. And then you can focus on something again.
And also basically to learn that not really, if it doesn't, there are exceptions to the rule, but if it doesn't get finished today, it's not going to, bring the world to a standstill.
Yes.
Yeah. Deadlines are flexible. In fact, I don't think deadlines are all that necessary. Yeah.
Yes.
If people are dedicated and if people are motivated, they will do something of their own accord and their own bat.
Yes.
You are working on some things which are highly, highly creative. And I say, when it's finished, you'll be ready. And if it takes half a year, then it'll take half a year. Yeah, because.
But I don't want it to take half a year. I want to finish
Yes, because
it.
you want to, yeah, but the motivation
Yes.
is with you. Yeah. You have
Yes.
the task, and you are motivated enough to want to get rid of it as quickly as possible so you can focus on something else. And that works in our favor because it's actually quite an important task,
Yes.
but not that important because when you have finished what we are talking about, I somehow have to make it work. And at the moment, I don't actually know how that's going to work.
Not yet.
It'll cost me a weekend, of working it out, and probably
Another
smoke
14 hours.
another 14 hours. But I can do that in October because I'm actually by myself for most of the month, so
Yes.
I can spend the weekends doing how I wanted to do it.
Yes. Okay, let's do a Fruit Loopy question.
Hooray! Fruit Loop time.
Less serious. Okay, so imagine your dream was a cake. What ingredients or steps would you need to bake it? Imagine your dream was a cake. What ingredients or steps do you need to bake it?
Of course, chocolate.
Okay, chocolate cake. So if your dream, your goal is a chocolate cake, what would you put into your chocolate cake?
I'm thinking about, okay?
Okay.
Go.
Okay. Think about it. Natalie, do you have oh, Rosie?
No, Natalie.
Okay. Natalie, do you have any idea?
I was thinking about dream during the night, not dream goal.
Okay.
And if it's a dream during the night when you rest, I imagine something with white egg in order to create like a cloud,
Oh, wow. Like a meringue.
But if it is not a dream when you rest during the night, this is a goal. I imagine something more energizing,
Energetic, more energetic.
energetic. Yeah. With something with a lot of cereal, banana, and fruits and vitamin in order to reach your goal. As better as possible.
Maybe like a granola bar. What?
Yeah.
A granola bar, like a energy, a health bar.
A muesli
Yeah,
bar.
yeah, yeah.
Do you call them muesli bars?
Yeah,
Okay.
because
yeah.
Okay, with the cereal and berries and maybe some nuts, seeds. Like
Yeah,
in Hawaii, you have an acai bowl. Acai bowl.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, very,
Yes.
very good with ice cream, with banana, with guava, with a lot of things, which is very
Oh my God.
energizing. And that helps you reach your goal. Okay. Okay.
And when you eat this, Natalie, you feel happy, delicious, and feed your soul. Yes, feed your soul. Yeah, feed your soul, give you energy, and your skin.
You feel healthy just eating it.
And with natural ingredients, right? With natural
Yes.
ingredients.
Absolutely.
Natalie is speaking was speaking and I was imagining this.
And the color, it's sometimes green, sometimes
Yes,
pink,
I found
sometimes
it.
yellow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thanks, Natalie.
Rosie, take us back to your chocolate cake. What would you include?
Yes, you include I include kind of butter,
Peanut butter. Peanut butter.
peanut butter, yogurt, yogurt,
Yogurt, yeah.
yes.
and oh my God, how can I say this in English? Some cream,
Yes.
and like date. Oh, I
Eight,
will.
eight. Mm.
Yes, I will do a mix of delicious ingredient, but that ingredient must be not combined, but be. Oh my God, how can I say this in English?
Like rich.
Yeah, I think can be. And some, but I don't know the word in English, but a delicious cake, right? With health ingredients, with some fruits, with some and easy to prepare, right? Not so difficult to prepare, that you can prepare very quickly, and health and delicious cake. Okay.
Okay. Healthy and delicious cake. Sounds
Yeah.
good.
Yeah. Not
Okay.
exactly like cake, but it can be a cookie, can be
More like a chocolate brownie.
yes, chocolate brownie. I yesterday or on Tuesday, I don't remember, I saw a recipe with little balls, little chocolate balls, but the
Yeah.
ingredients for these little chocolate balls only health ingredients, right?
Healthy
And
ingredients, yeah.
very easy to do.
Well, chocolate is very healthy.
Dark
No,
chocolate and peanut butter.
but
These I also saw something with the chocolate balls, but it was sugar free and then high
yes.
protein, like a protein, almost like a protein truffle. But then there's no sugar, and you use certain ingredients that you don't include sugar in it.
Yeah, and you can eat without ghee, without help me,
Guilt
without.
free.
Yes, because for example, when you, oh my God, I need a chocolate now. I want to eat a chocolate now, but okay, I can do this, but without sugar. Right?
Okay. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Frank, what about you?
Well, we were talking
What?
about peppermint cakes, tarts yesterday.
Yes,
So,
peppermint crisp tart.
and that triggered off a memory, and then you've just reawakened it. We have somewhere here a recipe which I'm going to share in the kitchen co-op. It's a peppermint tart, and it's got digestive biscuits. I think you call them tennis biscuits in South Africa, and in France we call them
The
sablés.
digestive biscuits and the tennis biscuits are a bit different.
They're different, okay, but you know what a digestive
Yes.
biscuit is then. So anyway, so you have this biscuit base, and then you put in, I think it's actually, I'm not quite sure, I think it's a marshmallow filling, but you put crème de cacao and crème de menthe with it as well, and it comes out as this nice green. It's almost like eating chewing gum.
Oh, wow.
Really,
Sounds like one
really,
big marshmallow.
marshmallow chewing gum with a crunchy base to it. So that's what I would go for. Yeah, and I'll put the recipe in the kitchen co-op because this is it's, we don't make it very often. But oh boy, it's to die for.
Okay. I would go for a cheesecake. Strawberry cheesecake or Granadella cheesecake?
Yes, a cheesecake. A cheesecake is
That is actually my
delicious.
favorite, like, dessert cake.
So,
Cheesecake.
here's the best. The best cheesecake that I've eaten is actually by an ex-client of mine, and she no longer likes. She doesn't like me anymore, so she's severed all links. But she still holds the best cheesecake. Is cheesecake for you fluffy, or is it solid? The cheese filling, the cheese mixture.
Like a combination,
Oh, so
like it
you're
has
in
to melt
between.
away.
Oh, okay.
So fluffy but solid, not
Not
meh.
gooey.
Yes,
Can
not gooey. No,
you do that again, please?
it
I've got it
it
on
should
video.
be, you've got it on video. It should be firm but like melt away when you eat it.
Okay.
Very good. Me
And
too.
not everyone can do it this way. We had an ice cream shop years ago. Every Friday after work, after I finish work, I would go to this ice cream shop to have a piece of cheesecake with a cup of coffee. But then it was this ice cream shop closed down, so I was very sad.
Oh,
They had the best cheesecake.
you should have opened one up yourself.
Yes.
You would be rolling in it.
Yes, selling ice cream.
I'm not allowed to eat them, but I'm quite happy
I
to
can
sell
sell
them.
them. Yes.
Yes.
I mean, just look
Definitely.
at the marketing, Fruit Loops ice cream shop. I mean, that would be a seller. But then the stuff would sell by itself.
Yes.
Would you do an online order? You send,
That's
yeah.
going to be difficult. Okay, let's do one more question. Which superhero would you want as a coach to keep you motivated? So which superhero, like Superman, Batman, The Flash, Hulk, Wonder Woman, Supergirl? Whoever else, which superhero would you want as a coach to keep you motivated?
Maybe.
Right, do you have an answer while Natalie and Rosie figures it out?
Yes.
Do I have an answer?
Yes.
Yes and no.
Okay.
So I don't really do superheroes. So I can't really think of any. I'm just going to say one word, and I'm going to say it very cryptically. And that person still hasn't worn the t-shirt. So I would say Wonder Woman. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right? Wonder Woman. Well, she does have a whip, so maybe that would keep you
Oh,
motivated.
it's
Run, you have to work.
all
I'm
right.
just saying.
As long as Wonder Woman runs as well, which I know Wonder Woman doesn't like doing, then
She runs and jumps and she's strong and fast and
exactly.
yes.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Hmm.
Natalie, do you have any idea which superhero do you want to keep you motivated?
It's difficult to find a super hero. I don't arrive to think about a special hero. But probably like Frank, I was this first picture in my mind concerning Wonder Woman. Perhaps
Okay.
because I am a woman, I don't know, but I
You
don't
would have to
really
have
think
Superman.
about Superman
You would
also,
have to have Superman,
yeah. Spider-Man. But yeah, they realize they did something so extra natural that it's difficult to adapt on us. It's so fictive, it's so imaginative that it's difficult to imagine this superhero in our real life.
Yes.
Yes.
It's difficult to imagine them and how they can help us if they
Yeah.
did exist.
Yeah.
Rosie, what do you think?
Didn't know it's superheroes. Maybe Spider-Man.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I
How
will
would he keep
resolve.
you motivated?
Yes. I can help you very fast.
Okay.
And less imagination and resolve the things and very quickly and stay here in this place and couple hours in a in another place and everything okay. I don't know, this imagination about things to resolve and okay, I have other men to help me. I don't know.
Okay.
Just a kid yeah.
Okay. Okay. I would choose the Flash. So the Flash
No.
is, he runs very fast,
Yes.
but I wouldn't choose only him. He has a woman, or in the series anyways. He has a woman and a man who is on his team. So they try to help him to stay focused and to fight crime. They are always there to help him when he has problems. So I would choose all three of them to motivate me.
Not fair. We only got one. Why do you get three?
I take the team, not just the one, but so the Flash is good enough. He's my favorite.
Well, it says a lot about you.
Yes, if I
You
can
like to
do.
have your cake and eat it, yeah?
Yes. Yes. I like the Flash because he can, if I had the same super speed that he has, I can get so many things done.
Yes, and very fast.
And very fast. Yes.
Yes.
Instead of taking a whole day, I can take 10 minutes and I'm done.
Yes.
So
what are you going to do with the rest of the minutes?
Breathe. Breathe and calm
Yes.
myself, relax, do some
Breathe.
yoga or something.
Totally agree with you, Anita. Frank.
Frank said he wants a Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman.
Yes.
I
Okay.
have no idea what she does and who she is in the cartoon character, but
Oh, wow.
I'm not focusing on how we get cartoons sent to me now. This is Wonder Woman. Okay.
No, that's okay. I won't send
Yet.
yet. Okay. So sometimes we need a little bit of motivation to achieve our goals, to achieve our dreams. Sometimes we need to take a break. We need to take some rest. We need to relax. And I think the most important takeaway is that we need to break things we do into smaller steps. Instead of just focusing on the big end goal, break it into smaller steps and do them little by little. Frank, you have the last word.
Thank you and goodbye.
Okay.
I see the clock here and I know what has to happen. And Janita and I have another meeting in 4 hours. So I'm a bit focused on that at the moment. But
Okay.
lovely to have you back, Natalie. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Long time no
Yeah,
see.
Natalie.
Yeah. Maybe we can
Good
get
to see you, Natalie.
Claire back at the same slot and you can see each other from the distance. Rosie, thank you for being you. And Janita, thank you for a. It is actually the last episode in our mindset series this month.
Yes.
And for the record, when you proposed this topic, I was a little skeptical, hesitant. Then I thought that's a generational difference. But when I've been reworking all these meetings that we've had and I'm collating them and putting it into a booklet, I really want to say this in all sincerity. I have learned an incredible amount of new things. So thank you for that.
Thank you for listening.
Oh, I listen.
Thank you for being present, and thank you for allowing me to do
Ah,
the
you do more than you know. Right, ladies and gentlemen, sorry, ladies.
You are great.
Oh,
You and Anita are great.
no,
You are
here
great too.
I
Natalie too.
You are awesome. You are awesome. Thank
Awesome.
you, Rosie.
Okay. Thank you very
I
much.
really love you.
Okay.
We love you too. Thank
Anita,
you.
take
Bye
care.
bye.
Take
Yeah, have
care.
a great
Bye.
day.
You
Bye
too.
bye.
Bye bye.
Bye. Bye bye.